okay, things went down and they were so fun. It happened on Friday night. We were in downtown Indy. Taps and Dolls for the Erotic Exotic Ball.
And now we can finally announce what we were for our costumes, too, because we kept it a secret and said you had to come and see what we were. But if you didn't get to make it, now you can know what we were.
And you can also see what we're talking about on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. You can see all the photos up there. I put a photo up there.
Okay. You and Lindsay had a great costume.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
We were Bob Ross in a tree. I painted her as a pretty little tree.
Yes, loved and it. It looked great, and you had your little afro wing on, and that was fantastic.
I wear that on the weekends now just to be a different person and to be free. But it was so easy. Just shoes, pants, a nice belt buckle, like a button-up, kind of a bluish. I didn't have light blue, but a blue shirt. And a little easel. Is that what it's called? Like the painting thing?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And a little paintbrush. And yeah, it was really easy. We ordered it and got it like in 2 days. We put that all together. So
not
I was,
an easel, but you're right. Easel isn't the word. Well, easel is what you prop the picture up on. Yeah. The thing that you hold in your hand is called something else.
Palette? Whatever.
Maybe it's a painter's palette.
Listen, I'm not really Bob Ross. I don't know these things.
There's an emoji of it.
But it was pretty good for last minute. Alex, I don't even remember the names, but I knew who you were instantly when you walked out of your car. But I forget the name of it, but you were from a Disney movie.
Yes. The Egyptian and I were Kronk and Yzma from The Emperor's New Groove.
That's
and I was
the
pretty
movie.
Proud of that costume.
It looked so good.
Thank you. I was so proud of that costume, and I was happy that he dressed up. Man, I was crying. I was laughing so hard at the Egyptian because he had a wig on, too, and his outfit was a dress, and I just could not stop laughing.
You
it was so
owe
funny.
Him big time. Like, you can't give him so much crap after doing that for you.
He told me that next year he's picking what we both
yes.
are. And now I'm mad. I'm like, our costume was a hit. Everyone loved it, so I think he did a pretty good job, but he's like, I'm picking next year.
Good for him. Well, no, yeah, just saying, like, what you made him wear, I'm sure it'll come a full circle. And Live the Web Girl, I have to admit, I didn't know what you were until I saw Jewel Daddy walk in.
I know.
In.
See, that's the problem.
That's your boyfriend,
is that
yeah.
My boyfriend had to be with me for you to know what I was. I was Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Jenna. I love you.
And then, obviously, my boyfriend Jewel Daddy was Forrest Gump.
It was
cute.
And
he had the hat and the paddle and everything. He was such a cute Forrest Gump. And the next day, we actually did watch Forrest Gump, too.
Oh, well, good. Then you were in the spirit.
Because I honestly, when you walked in, I was like, Alex, like, I can't believe Liv didn't dress up for our Halloween party.
Well, see, that's the thing. I literally wore clothes that I own. Like, I kind of dress bohemian sometimes anyways.
Yes.
Yeah. So it wasn't like a huge stretch
that's
for
good,
me.
That's good, though, because it saves you money.
It did save me money.
There were some people, though, there that spent a lot of money on their costumes.
Oh,
I mean,
no doubt.
Probably hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars.
Oh, easily.
It was nuts. And one person was dressed up as Cindy Lou Who.
Oh, yeah, she looked
listens.
Awesome.
She listens to the show every day. She did a great job. She had a fake, like, stuff on her nose to give herself the who nose and all that.
I thought that was a boogie.
And her mom was there.
Her mom was hot.
Grinding all over the floor. Her mom was a sexy vampire.
Love it.
Her mom was going crazy on the dance floor, and Cindy Lou Who came up to me and was like, that's my mom. I was like, all right.
She's like, blah, blah, blah. I want to suck your neck. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you can't make out with me. I'm married.
It was really, really interesting.
But there were so many good ones. We had our Halloween costume contest once again. Thanks to our friends at Jim Beam, we got to give out over $1,000 for all the different categories we had. That was awesome. But do you guys remember your favorite costume that you saw there? Mine was I thought like some of the best were the Power Ranger setup. I really like the girl that was the sexy mummy.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty dope.
I loved the like gothic fairy.
She actually
was incredible. Incredible.
She won sexiest costume, the Gothic Fairy.
It's a tough job being us having to judge all these sexy costume contests, you know?
I mean, come on.
And not putting yourself in there. And, of course, DJ Hugh Jeffner, what an amazing mix he did all night. That was just incredible. Yep. That was so much fun. So thanks to everybody that came out and hung out with us at Taps and Dolls for the Joe and Alex Show doing our Erotic Exotic Ball. We definitely got to have some more parties. What's the next big party we can do? We got Santa Slam?
Yep, Santa Slam will be the next big one.
All right, I don't know if I can wear a costume to that, but I'm certainly going to try to. So if you want to see pictures, go onto our Instagram. You can see it all right now.